Resolution number 6452, entitled Resolution Calling a Special Election on the Imposition of a Local Option Sales and Services Tax within the City of Pella, Iowa. Mike?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to explain this item, and I'd like to refer the council's attention to the big board for this. As Mayor DeWard stated, what this resolution would do would authorize a special election within our community on September 13th of this year for the imposition of a local option sales and services tax. Now, the current tax was approved by the citizens of Pella in March of 2011 with roughly 85% support. We do have a summary of the projects that were funded with the local option tax. It is important to note a couple items that are included with this resolution this evening. Is overall, when we looked at the lost revenue over the past 12 years, we estimate it's going to be about $14.6 million. Our current redistribution agreement, we'll talk a little bit about the redistribution agreement in detail, why it's necessary on this for Marion County, total of just about $3.6 million. So as far as total revenues from local option taxes, it's right around $18.2 million. Now, as far as the projects that were funded with this, an easy way to look at it and remember it is about 50% of the projects funded with the local option sales and services tax were street projects and property tax relief for the citizens of Pella. The other 50% were dedicated towards quality of life projects. So let's go ahead, please, Randy. Now, as far as the proposed new tax is concerned, what's being proposed is the new tax would start on January 1st, of 2024. It would be for a term of 20 years. Now, as far as the categories that we have listed up here on the board, it is important to note that we did discuss these with the City Council on June 7th. They're the exact same categories that we discussed back on June 7th. But some of the highlighted ones that we have here would be indoor recreational facilities as well as community center facilities, any other recreational type facilities, infrastructure improvements. If you recall the previous tax, about 50% of the proceeds were dedicated towards infrastructure and property tax relief as well. And then we do have a clause for any other lawful purpose approved by the City Council as well. So with this, Mr. Mayor, actually, if we can go, Mandy, let's hold on right there. Okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Now, it is important to note, Mandy, if we can go to the previous slide, and I apologize for jumping the gun on this. If you were to read the details of this resolution, it does have a clause in there that the City Council reserves the right to rescind this resolution if a redistribution agreement with Marion County is not approved. And that's very, very important. If you recall, during the previous 12 years, we received roughly $3.6 million from Marion County, that was local option sales and services tax. And I would say one of the reasons in explaining why that's necessary, Mandy, if we can go ahead, please, is when you consider the local option sales and services tax, right now we receive roughly 8% of Marion County's collections. The reason why we receive 8% of the collections is Pella generates roughly 60% of the local option sales and services taxes. But how that's distributed from the state of Iowa is we have to share with everybody else in Marion County. And how it's distributed in Marion County is 75% is based on your population, and 25% is based off property valuations between the year 1984 to 1986. Don't ask me why that is in place. But that leads to a disparity between the folks that generate the tax in Marion County, which is the City of Pella and the City of Knoxville, and the other entities as well. And so with that, if you were to look just from what we receive from the tax from the state, we receive about 28% of the funds, even though we generate 60% of the total tax at Marion County. And it's for these reasons why we've had a redistribution agreement with Marion County since 2007. So once again, what this resolution allows the City Council to do is if we are not unable to negotiate a successful redistribution agreement, we can rescind the resolution if we choose to do so. So please keep that in mind. That's an important clause it is in this resolution this evening. So let's go ahead, please, Mandy. Now, in summary, Mr. Mayor, the proposed uses for the new tax we talked about on June 7th, the two highlighted ones would be the indoor recreation center as well as improvements to our community center facilities as well. Those have been the two big projects we've been spending quite a bit of time talking about as well. But in summary, we are recommending approval of this resolution, which would authorize a special election in our community on September 13th of this year for an imposition of a local option sales and services tax for a new 20-year term. So with that, we'd be more than happy to answer any questions the mayor council may have on this item.
Well, you kind of skipped over the supervisor's approval. Okay.
I was remiss. It is important to note that the Marion County Board of Supervisors did approve a resolution of support that did authorize the tax. And the reason why that was necessary is in order to call for an election in our community, you have to have over 50% of the population or governing bodies of 50% of the population in your county supporting the effort. The Marion County Supervisors did approve this and were in support of the election, and they approved that on their June 14th meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Can I get a motion for approval?
So moved.
Support.
Banstra, Hopkins. Discussion?
Just to say a comment for those that didn't know, Don and I went to that June 14 meeting, and Mike did a fabulous job laying the case and also telling the impact that Pella has in this county. And when you look at all the projects and slide after slide after slide, it becomes a bit overwhelming, but it was a nice for me as a council member just to see that myself.
Okay, anything else? All right, all in favor, please say yes. Opposed, no. Mandy, please call the roll.
Banstra?
Yes.
Hopkins?
Yes.
Score?
Yes.
DeYoung?
Yes.
Ranger Horse?
Yes.
Carlstone?
Yes.
Motion passed.